Here we go.
I'll pop open. Cold one here.
Wow, that was almost a fail. I was waiting for that to go worse, but you saved it. So credit to you.
Never waste a drop, but
it's like you've done this before.
Yeah, well, we're getting fucked up this episode because we only got 2 views last episode.
So you know what that means?
No one's watching.
The gloves are off. We can say whatever we want
because we know no one's listening. There's zero expectations.
The earth is flat.
2 views. Was one of them you?
I have hemorrhoids. Yeah, and my mom probably.
Yeah.
She watches
it. I'm not going to lie. I didn't watch it either.
No, I don't fucking watch our episodes. I don't want to hear our voices.
Sometimes I want to hear my voice.
As you go to sleep, you like record something and just play it back at night and so you can dream about yourself.
No, actually both views were me.
Okay. Stupid. All right. Raiders football.
So it's preseason week 1. It's, you know, we had joint practice with the Rams this past week.
Fuck the Rams. Gloves coming off, I told you. Look out. Fucking anything goes this week.
So do you just, you always hate the Rams, or is it just this week because we're playing?
Listen, you know what? I feel for every single New Orleans Saints fan. They didn't deserve to belong in the Super Bowl last year. I'm still angry about that play. I just don't like it when you have these authoritarian refs who you can't question. I'm just getting too deep. Fuck it.
Wow.
Gloves are off. You know, you can't question their judgment, even though you know they're wrong. And, you know, like, my heart goes out to those Saints fans. Rams didn't belong in the Super Bowl. And guess what? They're only like gloves off. They're like a 5-hour drive, you know, from Oakland. California's our state, right? They don't belong. Leave. Actually, we're the ones leaving, but you know what I mean.
Well, the rules actually changed this year. You know that, right?
Yeah, you have the you can challenge, right?
Yeah, you can challenge pass interference calls now.
Whoop-de-doo. Thanks a lot. Could have used that last year.
Didn't help the Saints.
Nope.
But yeah, so we also had the episode of Hard Knocks allowing us to see that joint practice and kind of how it unfolded. We saw the tweets ahead of time. So all the tweets. You know, we had a little bit of an idea. Day one, they struggled pretty badly. But day two, they came back around. They made some plays.
As told very dramatically in that, like, minute and a half long montage in Hard Knocks.
How'd you feel about episode two?
It was better than episode one.
So much more football. I was really happy.
I know that. You're a football guy. You like the sport of football.
I like seeing them do football stuff.
Yeah,
like failing and getting the coach yelling at them and shit like that. That's what I'm watching.
I think I've seen pretty much all the previous seasons of Hard Knocks. Maybe give one or two seasons. Have you seen them all?
This is my first season.
Okay, wow. Well, breaking your Hard Knocks cherry. Usually the first episode is like getting their bearings. Because I feel like they're just trying to figure out who's who at camp, who are the personalities. What are the storylines? So I feel like in the past, episode one's always been a little bit more rough around the edges.
Mm.
And then, like, as the season goes on, they figure out, oh, these are the personalities we need to follow, and these are the storylines.
Yeah, I was thinking it must be really hard just collecting clips of every single guy based off of their name or jersey.
They watch 400 hours a week of footage. Yeah.
And then retroactively going and changing the episode storyline based off of someone getting cut. Because you can't predict that, right? So I was thinking,
unless it's Ronald Ollie, right? Because you can that fat fuck's not gonna make week two.
they kind of got lucky in that regard with Ronald Ollie because he, you know, he was kind of
is that his name Ronald? We're calling it. He doesn't even fucking matter. He didn't even make the first preseason game. Fuck him.
Yeah. So yeah, let's stop talking about the production value of Hard Knocks. But in the game itself. You know, we saw the results of the game. The Raiders beat the Rams. And, you know,
massacred, thanks to Nathan.
It's not that it matters.
The GOAT Peterman.
So it's an exhibition game. No one really fucking cares whether you win a preseason game or not. But I think that there were good things to take out of that game.
Yeah, no, sure. I mean, the defense only gave up 3 points. So that's a plus, right? Something went right there.
Yeah, I think that the defense played well. You know, usually this time of year, you're not seeing defenses in the preseason doing very complicated shit.
Yeah.
they're not showing what's in the cookie jar.
So we get to see though the raw talent.
Yeah, exactly.
These guys, their first Ferrell,
how fast they are,
Abrams,
essentially
their first action. You know?
Yeah, are they moving quickly to the ball? Are they are they making their tackles? I think that so far we could probably say the defense at least looks like it's well coached. Who knows whether it's going to be schematically good, or whether it's going to be effective, but the guys look like they know what they're doing.
I'm excited for this year's Gunther's Goons, which is what
I'm
gonna call them that every year. And you can't fucking stop me. I'm calling that every year. He's the defensive coordinator. I don't care.
Clee Ferrell looked great out there.
Yeah, he looked good.
A lot of people been shitting on him because he hasn't been making, the splashy headlines.
Because he's not Josh Allen. Yeah. Let's be honest with ourselves.
I mean,
I'm not saying as a player, but name, because everyone, let's be honest, we all wanted him. Hammer. We all wanted Josh Allen. We all, probably. I read all the articles and everything was saying.
I wanted Josh Allen, but hey, fuck it. Ferrell's a Raider now.
Yeah, you're right. We got to stick with our boys.
And I love what I saw from him after one game.
No, yeah,
I think that he hustled to the ball. I think that he made some great stops. That one quarterback scramble for only 2 yards. Any previous Raider defense, that would have been like a 15-yard quarterback scramble.
He didn't give up on the play. Yeah. He kept his eye on the ball.
And then the one play he actually impacted the pocket, and his relentlessness caused a sack for Key. And I think that a lot of those would be sacks that Key had last year with a guy like Ferrell, who's just never going to give up on the other side of the ball on third down. I think that you're going to see a guy like Key start getting production sack-wise.
Let me give you an over-under for Key for sacks. 10 sacks. Is it possible for Key?
I take the under. I don't think that anybody on this team is going to have enough snaps and or talent to get 10 snaps. 10 sacks, sorry. Ugh. Like, Ferrell's going to be there on every down because they want... Like Colton Miller, they kind of want to put him into the fire.
He's the fourth pick.
And harden him. And
Yeah,
so Ferrell's going to get every single snap that he can get. But I don't think he's going to get 10 sacks. I just think that it's going to take some time for him
to develop. I'm saying Key, not Ferrell.
I'm saying is that besides Ferrell, who would probably have the best chance of getting 10 sacks just based off of pure volume of plays, those other guys are going to rotate.
So I
think that even if Key's sacks go up, I would say 6. I would say the average.
Would you be happy with 6 as a Raider fan?
Absolutely.
Because
I think he's going to get 6. And then I think that there's going to be other guys that are coming in here and peppering in like say Crosby gets himself 2 sacks.
Hope so.
That would be nice from a fourth round pick who's playing on a rotational basis.
Yeah, that's probably what you can expect, right?
Yeah. We're not trying to blow air up anybody's ass. Yeah. I don't think we're gonna have 10 sack guys across the line, but I think that we might see more guys with numbers across the board. I think that if we're lucky, we'll see like Clee Ferrell get 4 sacks.
Well, we can.
I think Key might lead the team. I think Key might lead the team in sacks with 6.
I mean, it depends. I don't know. I mean, like you said, Ferrell is going to be the 3-down guy. Key's going to probably, he's going to be put in there situationally. So, obviously he's going to be, that's his one job, just fucking tackle the quarterback.
He probably won't be coming off the field in the fourth quarter unless you have the lead.
You saying Key?
Yeah. Like, he's going to be, like, a fourth quarter guy playing most of the fourth quarter if you're down.
I don't know.
You just got to pin your head back and get a sack on the quarterback.
I feel like he's going to be a little bit more... I mean, yeah, I guess it's all, game situationally based.
He's a situational player.
Yeah.
Whenever they know that it's going to be a passing play, they're going to try to get Key on the field.
Yeah, so not to say that he's strictly, a third down guy or whatever. But, I mean, it's all situational.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I hope Ferrell has more because, number one, he's our fourth pick this year, and he's going to have more snaps. But, I mean, 6 sacks from Key, I think you got to be like, oh, good.
That's, from zero? That's a 6-sack
from one. He got one.
Or one?
It's progress. It's like 600% more,
Moving on to our other first-round pick, I think that Jonathan Abrams it was like a sigh of relief. Oh, he's kind of for real.
He's a mouth, but he can back it up.
Yeah. Yeah, he... you can see this guy as an average Joe, don't know much about football, even though I think I'm a head coach.
And a GM.
Yeah, and a GM. And a GM.
And a quarterback.
Everything. I mean, I'm good at it all. I'm good at it all.
The towel boy.
I'm a Renaissance man. But I think that you can see him plainly on the screen making plays. You can see him running around. He's
effort.
Effort. Like, almost, and I'm not trying to say that he's going to be this caliber of player. And I'm not saying that he has as good hair, but almost like how you could always see Troy Polamalu on the field.
Great hair.
For the Steelers.
Great hair.
Yeah. I think that
when... Head and Shoulders. I miss those commercials.
Wow. All right.
Am I the only one?
Yeah, can you just stop? Can you just stop?
Sorry. I was just trying to talk about something that mattered.
Get the fuck out of here. But
you get the fuck out of here.
No, I mean, I think that you can tell Troy Polamalu out-efforted everybody on the
field. Yeah, okay, but that's not to say I don't think Abrams is going to be in the same mold as a Polamalu. Like, will he ever be that guy who can make his own, like an Ed Reed, like the guy who, like, makes his own decisions? Yeah, I don't know yet. Yeah, he hasn't played a fucking snap yet, or a real snap. Let's calm down. But will he at least be able to hold on to that legacy of the 2-4? Cool seeing him and Charlie in the last episode. Like, saying, don't fuck this up. Yeah.
I'm really fascinated by Don Abrams, because one thing that we didn't really see too much of him last week was man coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And as a safety, that is usually where a lot of guys are exploited and kind of weeded out from the starters.
Uh-huh.
In my opinion, we know that he can play the ball. We know that he could play the running back and the run game. And play a physical type of defense. I want to see what happens when he gets isolated by a slot receiver or a big tight end, and he has to play man coverage. That is going to be the thing that decides whether he's going to be a good safety or not, because there's plenty of guys that can play with physicality at the position and knock heads near the line of scrimmage, but a lot of those guys aren't starters because they can't actually cover.
Yeah. I mean, as a listen, you know, he's a first round pick, but obviously everyone kind of develops their games over years, and but I think at least from this first preseason action, again, very small sample size, but at least he's a ball hawk. You know what I mean? Like, his eyes are towards the ball, towards the play.
Yeah.
I mean, whether he's going to get burned by some of the quicker guys in the league, you know, who knows yet?
Yeah, it depends. I think that we might play a little bit more zone this year. You know, getting our safeties back there at the eyes towards the line of scrimmage, because they're particularly well at, like, breaking on the ball.
Well, now you have a lot more athleticism than you had last year.
Yeah.
We got rid of Reggie Nelson's little jazzy scooter. You know,
dude. I think we've mentioned our hatred of Reggie Nelson every single.
Oh yeah, no we've more ever recorded. Doug Martin's next for me. I'm ready to fucking just explode on him every time I mention that name.
Fuck Doug Martin.
Fuck Doug Martin, dude.
My fantasy league depends on it. My fantasy team.
Taking carries away from Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs.
How the fuck did Doug Martin get like 700 yards last season? I mean, he had a fucking fumble in every game, but like because
700 yards isn't really that big of a deal anymore.
I mean, it's not, but, like, I feel like he came in, like, halfway through the season because, like, we had Marshawn.
Mm-hmm.
So it just still boggles my mind how he got 700 yards. But anyway, I digress. I don't even want to talk about him. God, now I'm upset.
God.
Fuck. Fucking Doug Martin. I'm in a bad mood now.
Because you know he's going to make the he's going to
make the roster. Of course he is.
Make the roster. We have to wonder how many snaps is he going to take from Jacobs and then possibly fumble?
How many fucking fantasy points am I going to lose on this dumbass? Is Washington making the team?
I think so.
You think so? We're going to roll with four running backs, you think? Even with a rookie, like a guy who has, plenty of treads on the wheels.
We have a lot of wide receivers too, but
a lot of gumbo in the kitchen.
Wow. That was a bad. That was a bad euphemism.
I'm pulling out my metaphor. Oh, here's my metaphor bag. Let me pull out one more. I don't even think that's a metaphor.
Because so you have Martin Jacobs, and then one more running back. And I don't even want to pencil Rashard in because he hasn't even made much of a peep this season, this offseason.
He hasn't, but I feel like guys like
maybe that, they're saving him.
That doesn't scare
maybe
me.
Maybe they're just saving
this,
him.
This is a guy who we know who he is, yeah. And he can play. So, like shit like that doesn't scare me. Speaking of that, let's talk about Antonio Brown's feet. That was disgusting.
Yeah, he's gonna be fine though.
He'll be fine, but like, oh boy, that was hard to look at.
Yeah, Gruden said he expects that he'll be there for week one.
There were like, it looked like little pieces of seaweed hanging from the bottom of his foot, like dead skin. Mm-hmm. That was.
It's bad. Yeah, blisters suck. I've had some pretty gnarly ones. Not that bad, but I mean, he just needs time off of his feet at this point.
Yeah, he needs to relax. He needs to go to a spa, get a whole fucking day where just off his feet.
Petty.
He needs a mani and a pedi. Yeah.
No, I feel bad. I feel bad for AB because everybody in the media was talking shit about him.
Dude, fuck you, fuck Adam Schefter. Like that's fucking journalism.
The helmet and everything.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude? He was within all of his rights, like the union and the league. Like
he just filed an appeal.
Yeah, yeah.
Just filed an appeal, and then everyone was like, "Oh, Antonio Brown's not gonna come back to camp unless he gets to play in his helmet."
Dude, fuck them. I don't
know.
He's like,
yeah, I filed the appeal. I'm upset about it. I look forward to being back with my team. Like what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
These are all non-issues that, you know, but it's, again, it's like bored fucking dumb pieces of shit like Adam Schefter looking for, like...
They're trying to paint him into a character that he is.
And we always get shit on. Like, I feel like the Raiders are always, like...
Yeah.
People love the fucking... I mean, okay, so we've not done a lot of winning in the last 20 years. So it's like people like to point, like, you know, like just fucking pick at the shitty teams.
Yeah. But can you imagine being Antonio Brown, right? And, you know, talking to your agent, and your agent tells you that you can't wear the helmet, and he says, well, can we file an appeal? It's like, yeah, we can file an appeal. And then the next day, like, you open up ESPN.com, it's like, Antonio Brown threatening to retire if he doesn't get to wear his old helmet.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to paint this guy into someone that he's not.
Dude, everyone wants AB to play. The NFL wants AB to play. AB wants to play. The Raiders want him to play. Everyone wants him to play. So they're going to figure it out. But, like...
Yeah, yeah. The way to get clicks is to threaten that the guy that everybody wants to watch
will
not play.
You want the story. You want the fucking, you know...
But it's bullshit journalism, man. That's shit.
That's not, yeah.
Like... I'm not going to respect or value anything.
People
you
brought
say
up
when
a
shit.
Fucking interview that he did, what, like 8 months ago or some shit, where he was like, oh, like, I don't need to earn anything.
He was talking about Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it doesn't, that's irrelevant.
I had to explain
is grasping at straws.
I had to explain that to my parents who are Raider fans that, you know, they don't like follow every single thing in the offseason. They're like, oh, did you see that video about him saying he doesn't have to earn money ever again and blah, blah, blah over a helmet? I'm like, no. That was not over a helmet. Like, they cut it in a way where people made it look like he was threatening to hang it up because of the helmet.
Yeah.
No, it was because of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. That's over with.
It's bullshit journalism.
It's shit. But whatever. What else can you
I expect? Feel like that's not even us as like Raider fans. Like, I feel like that's just like common sense too. Like, I'm upset about it because it's my team.
Mm.
But like this, I mean, I feel like that's just like just common sense. You know what I mean? Like, this is what happens every year.
But we, you know, I mean, and this is not like a political statement or anything like that. But we live in a time where clickbait, you know, news and journalism is a big thing. I mean, it's just
absolutely. I mean, you're competing. You know, you need clicks, and you have so much competition out there because we're so oversaturated.
So I mean, it's not even.
I will be honest though. I got a little paranoid because. I don't know what to believe after the whole Khalil Mack thing, you know, because I think all of us were super adamant that he wasn't going to get traded, hearing it from all different media sources and shit like that. So, and then, you know, what happened, and we were wrong, and so now I'm a little bit more paranoid to think, you know what I mean? I'm a little slower to, like, say, to call bullshit on things, but...
Yeah, you got PTSD.
Absolutely.
It is what
I'm like a returning veteran right now.
But yeah, no, I mean, I didn't believe any of it, and I think that...
Whatever, fuck them.
Yeah,
fuck
seeing him come back and tell how he's excited to play and everything like that. I'm totally pumped for him to get on the field and produce for us, because I think that having him on the team...
Oh, he changes things.
It changes our season.
Absolutely.
It completely changes our season. And that's why everybody doesn't want him on the field, or they want to paint it like he's not going to be on the field. Because I think that he's going to completely change our team's trajectory.
Question. How many 1,000-yard receivers are we going to have this season? Kind of an ambitious question, but...
I thought we talked about this, but one of the previous episodes that no one watched.
Yeah, no one cares anyway, so...
God, I just... It might be Kool-Aid, but I want Tyrell Williams to be a 1,000-yard receiver so bad, and I truly believe
in him. That's like going full Jamestown.
I truly drinking that believe Kool-Aid. In him as a 1,000-yard receiver. So I would probably say 2.
So AB, right, goes unsaid.
AB
and Tyrell.
And Tyrell.
If we have 2,000-yard receivers, does that automatically equate to like 8 wins? Because, I mean, that means the offense is going pretty well.
I don't think so.
Are we putting up garbage points?
Well, not necessarily points. Yards don't equate to
true,
points.
True, but, I mean, you think you're getting... Something is working if you've got two guys who are stretching the field that far.
You still
got
to play defense.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Our defense has improved this year. It's not
It is improved.
It's not the fucking garbage dumpster fire that it was last year.
The other teams play, too. They get better, too. That's kind of my point, where I think we definitely improved, which is why I think we're going to have 2,000-yard receivers this year. We didn't have a 1,000-yard receiver last year.
It's because our best receiver was
Jared Cook, a tight end.
Yeah.
So I think we'll have 2. We're going to have massive improvements. But I also don't think 1,000 yards is the same...
Someone's doing yard work right now.
I don't think 1,000 yards is the same achievement that it was in yesteryear's.
It still means something's going... If like, you're 2, like, though, like that means what, something's going
did,
right.
Did the Rams have, like, 2 12 or 2 1,300-yard receivers last year?
I don't think so. I mean, Brandon Cooks is probably their... Oh, you're going to look it up?
Yeah. Brandon Cooks is
probably their biggest guy. I mean, because Cooper Kupp got injured halfway through the season. I don't even know who their third best receiver is.
Okay, so Brandon Cooks had 1,200. And then the other one was Robert Woods, wasn't he?
Oh, Robert Woods is a scrub, though.
Not anymore, dude.
No, I mean...
You gotta get with the times.
Are you kidding me? He's like the third receiver on a good team, so he's gonna get production.
He was the second receiver. He had 1,200 yards.
Just because Cooper Kupp got in. He had 1,200 yards.
He had 1,200 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Oh, because he's on a super team with Todd Gurley, Brandon Cooks, Cooper Kupp.
And Robert Woods. Like, no, he's part of that super team.
He's still a scrub. Oh, he's still that stupid Bills receiver.
Hell to me. No. You must have drafted him. You drafted him on the Bills. You drafted him on the Bills, didn't you?
Fuck you.
Admit it.
He's a scrub. He's a scrub.
No, he's not.
I don't care. I'll say it to his face. Come see me, Robert Woods, you scrub ass bitch.
He had just as good as a stat line as Brandon Cooks did last year, dude.
Yeah, because he's got a super team around him.
And Brandon Cooks did. Why, if he's better, then why didn't he have better stats?
Brandon Cooks is a better fucking receiver than him.
But he got the same nearly the same amount of yards, 1,200 yards.
He had Todd Gurley and Sean McVay as an offensive genius. So that's what I chalk it up to.
So did Brandon Cooks.
Don't make this about Robert Woods. Why are you on his dick so hard?
No, I just think you're dumb. I'm just pointing out you're stupid.
Oh, I'm the guy who doesn't like Robert Woods, and I'm fucking dumb.
But anyway, 2,000-yard receivers is only so important.
No, I get that. But, I mean, I'm just saying that, like, that means something's going right. You know? It means the offense is clicking. We're getting production.
I
we have the capabilities.
We're functioning, I would say. Okay. I wouldn't say clicking. I would say that it's very easy to get yards in this NFL.
Being a functioning alcoholic, I know exactly what that word means. And that means your life's going okay.
Not really.
Not great.
Not really.
But, you know, it could be going worse, too.
Yeah.
The defense is going to, you know, determine our wins and losses. We've got a lot more talent on the ball. We just talked about Farrell and Abrams.
We don't really have too much more to touch on with the defense other than Max Crosby got injured.
Yeah.
He should be I saw a tweet today that said he should be back by possibly week 3.
I liked
of the preseason.
Oh, that's fine.
He's just going to miss one game.
I liked his work ethic though, where he's like, just put the cast on. Yeah, I want to go back out. Like that was good. He's no Ollie. He's like, coach, I can't turn my fat gut around any more times, or yeah, else I mean, I'm gonna pass
you
out.
You saw John Gruden was asking, "Where's Max Crosby? Where's Max Crosby?"
He cares.
Yeah, he it's likes like, him. I'm telling
like,
you,
he likes him. I know. I've gotten those texts
Max
before.
Crosby, he's got the potential to.
He is one X away from being a porn star in his name.
I know. You said that the last episode. No one listened.
I think it's funny.
He's got
it's definitely why no one listened.
Cause. I think that he's got the potential to earn himself some serious playing time, and a year from now,
yeah.
he could be the type of guy Gruden will be like, yeah, he's competing for a starting position.
Why has no one mentioned Trayvon Mullen yet?
He hasn't done too much yet.
He's our second round pick. I want to see something. I want to know what his face looks like. I want to hear his voice.
He had an interview on the Raiders YouTube.
Okay, the YouTube channel.
Yeah,
I probably saw
it. Was
that
the one where it was he said he was supposed to be rooming with John Abrams, and Jonathan Abrams requested Carl Joseph because they were both safeties, and Carl Joseph wanted to be his roommate too.
That makes sense.
So in the interview that Trayvon Mullen did, they asked him who his roommate is, and he's like some offensive lineman. I don't know his name.
Oh, it's probably Colton.
No, it was some dude who got cut.
Oh, okay.
It was some dude who got cut. Fair enough. So that kind of sucks. But yeah, I mean, I think we pretty much covered it all, right?
Defensively? Yeah, I mean.
Defensively? I mean, offensively, there wasn't too much else to the episode. I mean, or even the preseason game one. I mean, there was the whole Keelan Doss thing. I don't think that Keelan Doss is going to make the team.
Nah.
But
hey, it's a fun story.
Yeah. He's an Oakland kid.
He's a local guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But because if you want to go down the list, it's Antonio Brown, Tyrell Williams, J.J. Nelson.
Hunter Renfro. I think Ryan Grant's going to be an odd man out, though. Eight men.
Dwayne Harris.
Dwayne Harris, yeah.
He's our kick returner.
Yeah.
So then at that point, you got to say, what, one more receiver?
It has to be Aitman, right? You think Aitman has to beat out Doss?
Well, we haven't heard too much about Aitman so far.
True.
But I think that they like him, and I like him because he gives something that the rest of the wide receiver group doesn't give, and that's just you know, vertical length.
Yeah.
He's a tall guy.
Over Ryan Grant, probably, though. Yeah. I like, if someone's going to make the team, him over Grant, I would think.
Yeah, I would say so. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Aitman is taller than all of our tight ends. He's
one of those guys you just bring in when you're in the red zone, throw it in the corner, kind of, and yeah.
Yeah.
We do have to mention though in the episode, J.J. Nelson, what an amazing catch that was.
Yeah, in the preseason game.
Made a great fucking catch.
I've got high hopes for him, man.
No, I think
he produced some yards and some production.
He's like
in Arizona.
Would you call him like a top, like two receiver? If he was our second receiver, let's say. Mm-hmm. Hypothetically, let's say Brown, like Antonio's feet gets fucked up, or whatever. I'm talking hypothetically here. He's out for a month, so we have to roll with Tyrell Williams and J.J. Nelson. Would you feel comfortable with that?
With Hunter Renfro, yeah.
Yeah,
I think our
yeah
I
Renfro's
think,
a third. Yeah.
I think our depth plays a key role in that. I would say that as a wide receiver number three, J.J. Nelson has the possibility to be like a top 10 number three in the league.
In the league?
Yeah, he has the potential for that.
I feel like...
J.J. Nelson has the potential to get like 5 or 6 touchdowns out of nowhere. Like 300 yards and 5 or 6 touchdowns. He's going to be...
Is he like your sleeper pick for the Raiders? Like as far as like offensive weapons?
I think the whole slot receiver position is. I think I told you this. I think that Hunter Renfro is going to be super valuable. He's probably going to start for us.
I love that, like, E.T. looking motherfucker. He's
so weird.
He's got such a long neck and big ears. He's weird looking, but, like, if you catch the ball, you can look like Buddha, and I don't care.
So,
I don't know why I said Buddha. It was the first weird person that came into my mind.
Whatever. Let's not go there. I just think that the rotation of Renfro, J.J. Nelson, and whoever that last guy is going to be, because Dwayne Harris will probably just be a sole returner at this age. At this age, he's getting up there in age, too.
Yeah.
I think that that's going to be the X factor to this offense. That squad position right there is going to allow us to do so many different things. John Gruden's a very creative play caller. We're going to be able to do a lot of different things in a lot of different scenarios. You're going to be able to put Antonio Brown in the slot. You're going to be able to put, you know, Hunter Renfro out there wide too. You know,
I feel like we can have like a diverse range of like packages or like receiver setups. Definitely we've got the depth. So I feel like so our top three receivers, like Brown, Tyrell, and even JJ, they all specialize in the same, like they're all speedsters to me, right? Like guys who stretch the field. I feel like Brown is probably a lot, I mean, he's a complete package because he's shifty. I feel like he can run any route you want him to run.
He's the queen on the chessboard.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Yeah. You give him something to do as a receiver and he can do it. Tyrell, I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't watched many Chargers games in the past except for when we were playing them. But from what I saw, like, his scouting reports and shit, put your gut away. He's like a speedy guy with good hands, and I feel like J.J. Nelson is like a lesser Tyrell Williams, as I understand it, with very limited, you know, game tape watched.
Okay, so professional amateur general manager of the Oakland Raiders
/coach/quarterback.
Tyrell Williams coming out of college, I think he went to San Diego State, was one of my most underrated prospects.
Where did he go in, do you know?
Undrafted.
He went undrafted.
Or seventh round, he is something like that.
Interesting, okay.
So I might be adding like 2 inches to his height right now because
and his dick.
Yeah, and his dick because I'm looking forward to him. But I think he stands at like 6'4", might be 6'2". I can't remember off the top of my head.
Okay. Not super tall.
But he's got long arms. He runs a 4.4 flat.
Mm-hmm.
He's super fast. He runs the streak route as good as anybody else. So the difference between him and a guy like J.J. Nelson is that he's probably got, in my opinion, about 6 inches on J.J. Nelson, and he runs the vertical route like it's no one's business.
Yeah.
And on top of that, he runs the slant, the two. He runs that with extreme precision, and he's one of those guys when he gets the ball on that slant around the 4-yard line, and just gets it.
Sounds like we got to do a video on him.
We probably do, because when he gets the slant inside, he'll go for a touchdown. He's that fast. And he's so good at it. He's so good of a runner in the open field. Once he gets a little bit of space, he's gone.
Well, I think it's super telling that he was probably Mayock's number one receiver in free agency.
He was going to be our number one
receiver.
And then
we got Brown, you know, but it was like your best case scenario.
Yeah. I'll do those mock off seasons and select for every player on the team before the season, and Tyrell Williams was my number one receiver as well.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, again, Brown was the dream scenario that you like the thing you fantasize about.
Most fans wouldn't even have put that into their mind at the beginning of the season.
Would you be confident going into the season if we didn't have Brown that Williams could be the number one receiver?
Absolutely.
Should be confident in a Williams and
we have two
Nelson.
Number ones. It's 1A and 1B.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I view it. So
plus you've got Renfro, and then you've got even Jacobs, who's a good route runner. So
we have a lot of depth, but I think that also at the top end of it, we've got two guys that we could depend upon.
Yeah.
And they definitely both have 1,000-yard years each.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
So you predict 1,000 yards for Tyrell as well?
I would say somewhere in the ballpark of 1,000 yards for Tyrell Williams, and I would say 1,400 yards for Antonio Brown.
It's a hell of a season.
Yeah.
What do you leave in there for Jacobs then?
Josh Jacobs?
Yeah. No, the other Jacobs.
Well, I would say that Josh Jacobs is going to probably get somewhere in the ballpark of 700 rushing yards and another 300 to 400 receiving yards.
I think it's 1,000-yard scrimmage yards, though.
I
would say that's a pretty good season. You're definitely still in the running for Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, he's going to have every opportunity to do. And hilarious tweet, by the way, Josh Jacobs. The reason you haven't seen me on Hard Knocks is because I'm hiding from the cameras. You, sir, should be a comedian. Get off the football fields. Get on the stand-up mic.
I didn't think it was that funny, but I thought that maybe you have a better sense of humor than I do.
I don't.
But I just looked at it like a proud father.
Hmm. The kid just graduated 8th grade.
Yeah, and he's just like, yeah.
He's standing up that little diploma, yeah, and you're like,
I don't want anybody to look at me. And you're
like, that came from my ball sack. Like,
yeah.
That's mine.
Yeah, that came.
That swam out of me.
I shot that into another woman's vagina.
Yeah.
Created that guy.
Exactly. That is my
It thing. Came out the wrong skin color and everything. Yeah. All me.
I don't know how that happened, but yeah, it's me.
Yeah. But no, I was just proud that I was kind of worried about Josh Jacobs the most out of all of our rookies, just in terms of
experience-wise, he has probably the least amount of snaps / experience.
Yeah, he wasn't even like the top dog at Alabama.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't in the spotlight there, so I was just concerned. I wanted to see how he would react to being a rookie running back for the Oakland Raiders, because that it's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal,
We haven't heard anything from him, and that's probably what I want to hear.
I don't want to hear him get hurt. Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want to hear him say anything.
It's one of those.
And he's been quiet.
He's keeping his head down. If you're not hearing about anything about him, it means he's doing his job. You know, it means there's no, like, everything is as expected.
Yeah. His personality is already better than 80% of the running backs in the league.
Yeah, he's quiet. He doesn't fucking talk shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And he's healthy.
Yeah.
So knock on wood.
Knock on wood. That's all we can ask for. Also, I love the knock on wood thing that we should start doing that Gruden says.
Knock if you agree. I think it's gay, actually. I think it's pretty stupid.
I think you're gay.
It's just like, yeah, I have no choice but to knock on this table.
Well, you're part of the team. You got to do the group thing.
I would rather him say, like, if you like what I'm saying, you're welcome to fucking cheer.
That's stupid. This is why you're not a head coach.
It's like a cult.
You have to be fucking part of this or you're not. You have to be a fucking believer or you're fucking out of here. If you want to be on this team, you got to fucking knock on that wood every single time they ask.
And me, as someone who's a smartass, I would knock on the wood and then in my head, I'd be like, this fucking asshole.
You would be cut because they can tell.
Yeah, because he can read my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Can you read what I'm about to do?
You're an idiot. I don't know.
I'm about to end the episode.